This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Village Voice and some other big names in the world of alternative weekly newspapers wants out of the sex ad business. A deal announced today is going to separate The Voice from a company called Backpage.com. The site that's full of adult classified ads has been accused of facilitating prostitution and child trafficking, and as a result has drawn enormous controversy and legal attention, as well as some tidy profits to The Voice. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has more now on the economics of alt weeklies.
Ads from businesses that either wouldn't or couldn't advertise in mainstream papers have always enriched the alternative press. Businesses like nightclubs, holistic medicine, and organic grocers just feel more at home in alternative media. Most mainstream dailies don't accept adult classifieds, so they've flourished in alt weeklies. Sex ads may not have been vital to The Voice papers, but they mattered.
They would not have fought the controversy about their ads so hard if it had not been a big part of their revenue model.
That's Andrew Bojan. He's former managing editor of D.C.'s alt weekly, Washington City Paper, now at the Poynter Institute. The Voice declined our interview requests. Other papers have already shut down their sex classifieds. Tiffany Shackelford runs the trade group, Association of Alternative News Media.
Most of the publishers just understood that if that was a turnoff to or a distraction to some of the other advertisers, that perhaps it wasn't worth it.
She says those ads represented a small percentage of overall profits, and many papers never took them. With or without, the alternative press faces all the challenges menacing the rest of the media. But some alt-weeklies are doing just fine.
Our circulation has been increasing.
That's Fran Zankowski, CEO of the Colorado Springs Independent, speaking words rarely heard from mainstream publishers. He says being alternative is part of why the paper thrives.
We believe in local. Local ownership, local publishers make a big difference in the success of a paper. I think I've said local about 10 times now.
And that means more ads from local business, something everyone from Google on down covets. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.